office. I think I told you at the beginning of the story. I got a care call from the office. Yeah, it's in the office. I had a call from the office of the Gerer institutions in New York, right? So he said the Rebbe is in town. If you want to come and see him, he'll be in New York through Sunday, and he receives people before Mincha. Now, in retrospect, I really did not check this out, and my wife severely rebuked me for this. Perhaps that can be taken, construed as an invitation to come. I doubt it. The truth is, I don't know if the Gerev even knew at that point that I existed, because I did not contact him directly. It was the head of the New York office which actually notified me. But in any event, so yesterday I sent him a nice fax, the Ger Rebbe, at the suggestion of the head of the New York office, saying how we learn Yerushalmi, how we're 30 blocks behind, but hopefully we'll, because when I go out of town, it's hard to find a substitute, but hopefully, generally over the course of the winter, we make it up, we could get back, and we hope we'll finish on to, hope we finish, and we began when everybody else began, and we should have a bracha, we can have a bracha for the shir in general, that we should be continue learning the Yerushalmi, and we continue to enjoy learning Yerushalmi, and the way we enjoy learning Yevamos, and then I asked for a bracha specifically for me to write Svarim and on Yerushalmi and other areas in Torah. So I got back a response today. This is the response I got back. Now, this is not yet the Mofis. So what he wrote here, what I wrote, the Shamish, the person in charge here in New York, his name is Rabbi Agassi, wrote me back. L'chvod Rav Yosef Gavriel Bekofer, Hashem Yarich Yom of Shalom, to Rabbi Bekofer. I had yesterday ha'oneg, the pleasure, lahachnis lakodesh bima, to bring into the holy inner chambers, as hafax sheshalachta li avurecha, the facts you sent me on your behalf. No? Nesati v'ladmor shlita, I gave it to the Rebbe shlita, hod lifnei shali, before I gave him my own personal note. Admor Shlita, the Rebbe, Rukro B'Iyun Rav, read it with great interest. For Isi Sheponov Noharu, and I saw that his face was illuminated, Lemikra Michtav, when he was reading the letter. Uvem Shech Kishekara, and as he continued to read, Reisi, I saw Me Ein Chiyuch Shel Hana'a, something similar to a smile of pleasure, Auspos of Hakdoshos, on his holy lips. Ukishisiem, when he ended, Nasanli Lichitas Yad, he shook my hand, Uvmor Ponim, and with a bright face, Omar, he said, Hatzlocha, success. Vishuv Nasanis Yoda Hakdosha, again he gave me his holy hand, Uvainaim Zorchos, and with shining eyes, Hosif V'Omar, he continued and said, Hatzlocha un Torah. Hatzlocha in Torah. And then, Vashuvi Bita Michtav, and then he looked at the letter again, Bimabat Kloli, just in general. Vashuv Nasan Es Yoto, and again he gave me his hand. Vamar Shani, and he said again, Hatzlocha un Torah. Hatzlocha in Torah. Ad Kan Haya Bekeshla Michtav, up till now, this was the all there was in terms of the letter. Shanira, which is can be seen. Shegaram Karas Ruch Meruba, which caused great satisfaction. Lekvok Dushas Moran Amor Shlita to the Rebbe. The Todosh Zachisi, and thank you that I merited Lavi Lakodesh Pnima Avurchem, to bring it into the holy room for you. Biderach Agav, by the way, I'm not sure what this is here. Kishel Basov. But at the end, Hamichtav yotza mi'afax. When my letter came out to the fax, Mr. Dana, their office in New York, for amati lotzeis la'ad mor shlita, I was already on my way to go to the Rebbe. V'kachtiv kifishu, I took it as it was, l'kodesh prima, inside to the Holy Presence. V'lo ti'um, without making any, coordinating, al tikunim, to possible corrections, Kibakosh Oschai asked him to look it over and see if it was properly written before he brought it. Avon Niresh Aloya Tzorich Tikunim, seems that it did not require any corrections. Kiad Mor Shlita, because the Rebbe Niresh Farotzon seems satisfied. Mizeh Ashrecha, and lucky years. Praiseworthy are you. Rak La'achemikain, only afterwards, he palti me Nanai Pratim, that I deal with my personal issues. Banichoshev, and I think Shachamimus, that the warmth, Shagaram to Lad Morshlita, which you caused the Rebbe, the Michtavchon, in your letter, Garma Gam, the Nanai Pratim, Hatzlocha, caused also for me my personal matter success. Vigam Al Kach, Todara Bimeni, and also this grim, many thanks for me. Bimeni Akosei Bokura, for me, who writes with dearness. Bimef Shalomar, Azgam, Bi Yididus, and if it's possible, say also with friendship. Harav Meir Agassi. Now that's the letter, which that was a very nice letter. The Ger Rebbe is considered to be a current Ger Rebbe, as I told you, I think is considered to be a holy fellow, and it's very nice. Obviously, he responded very favorably to our learning of Yerushalmi. So this is, I got this actually when I came home today for lunch. I found that my fax machine, it came in at, it says here, I don't know, this is the wrong time, obviously, because it says last, the date is 1996. So I don't know what time it came in. I could check, I guess, my log. But I don't know exactly what time in anyway. But the thing is, this morning when I come to the yeshiva, somebody came up to you, I don't want to say his name because his name would be known to you, but somebody, his name, lives in the city, who said he and his father are thinking of starting a foundation to fund the translation of Sfarim, and perhaps to work with one of the big publishers like Artscroll or Feldheim. And the first project that came to mind, which they had, was the translation of the Yerushalmi. So, Who knows whether the bracha of the Rebbe was not immediately fulfilled. Now, of course, I don't know if actually this is going to come to pass anytime soon. But it was a pretty striking coincidence that I got this offer the same day after the Rebbe.
So it was very chassidic. Do you believe in that?
Well, I don't know if I would like to believe in it. Let's put it that way. I don't know if I actually believe in it, but I would like to believe in it. I wrote in the letter, I wrote to you, we thank you very much, all four of us who are not Chassidei Gur, but we are very appreciative of the fact that the two Ger Rebbes actually, was the one who founded this idea and pushed it, which gave us the Schus Lo Yerushalmi. So it's hard for me to say. When I asked for bracha, my wife said, "Oh, you should have asked for bracha for your kids and all that." And I didn't. I just asked for bracha to learn and to teach. But I don't know. I would like to believe, but it's hard to say being a misnagi. But maybe it is. Maybe there's something to it. Yeah, but it could be that it's true. It could be there certainly is one of them. Beneath the surface of every misnagi lies the chosid, Dr. Sadel tells us.
It's the
okay. Melachay, yes, Nachman Meis. Ha'onas v'amefate, a rapist and a seducer, a seductionist. Shoite, and an imbecile by relations with a regular girl. Lo poslim, they do not make her possible either to marry a Kohen or to eat Truma. Lo ma'achilim, but by having had religions, or of course, since they can't contract a marriage, they cannot allow her to eat Truma. If these individuals are not suitable to be Jewish, to be married in Israel, were they to be, not to have raped her, or were they to be sane, Hare Luposlim, they do make her unfit. Bezitzat, what's okay, what's an example of this? Ho Yisrael Shepo Abbas Kohen. If it's a Israeli Yisrael has relations by rape or seduction with a single daughter of a Kohen, Tocha B'Truma, she may continue to eat Truma. Ibra, however, what happens if she gets pregnant as a result of this rape? Then, lo tochal, then she can't eat truma anymore because of her fetus. If the fetus got cut up in her, their fetus, which is of course not a kohen, it's a fetus from Yisrael. Even though it's a fetus from a kohen, it's still a problem because the fetus doesn't allow one to eat. If the fetus became chopped up or aborted and somehow in her womb, then she can eat truma again. Well, the opposite. Hoya kohen shabah bas Yisrael. What if the rapist was a kohen who raped a regular Israelis? Lo tochal b'shuma, she may not eat truma. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, lo tochal, she may not eat truma either. Because, again, she's pregnant, and fetuses are not allowed to eat. They just render unfit to eat. Yol, that she gives birth, tochal. Then she can eat truma on the basis of her child, meaning her child, who's a kohen, allows her to eat truma.
Even if
the father married, and that's what the Mishnah says, Nimtza kochel shel ben godim shel av, so the son actually has superior power to the father in this case. Hadamara, okay. Now this teaches us, this Mishnah, she'ein otzim poslim b'kohuna b'pnuya, that if you rape a single girl, she still is not rendered unfit to marry a kohen, rape or seduce. So even if a girl led a promiscuous lifestyle, as long as she didn't actually have relations with somebody who's possible to her, so she's allowed to continue to go afterwards and marry a kohen, right? Now I tried to wait till you got here to tell over the moifes, and I wasn't able to wait to tell over the moifes.
Moifes wasn't the guy. That's the real.
No, that wasn't.
It was the bracha.
The bracha, right? The Ger Rebbe's bracha helped him there. We're in possession of a bracha from the Ger Rebbe.
That's very nice.
Yes, for Hatzlocha and Teira, and Hatzlocha and Teira again.
Amen.
He repeated it 3 times. Anyway, and also he made a moifis today for us. He actually sent me somebody, not intentionally, just the bracha, and somebody who's thinking of funding the article translation of the Yerushalmi.
Really?
Yes. Who I won't mention because he lives in Chicago. But, so, bracha, the Ger Rebbe is McQueen very quickly. If we can take a sort of priest out of it. Okay. So, in any event, Hadar Marasas teaches us, She'ein onsim posim mekuna b'pnuya. Adam Isayelu, the Tani, this teacher, this is a proof for that which we learned. Rabbi Chia said, Ishto, now the Shari Torah said, so changed the Gemara before, and he probably changes it now, he does change it now again. Ishto shall Katan, the wife of a Katan, who of course cannot enact Kiddushin even during the Rabbanan. Vishal Shoita, who is also the same status, can't even enact a rabbinic marriage. Tovels Michaik Bailo, even if he's considered her husband in terms of some social parameters, he's not a husband. So if she goes to the mikveh after having had relations with her husband, Volchel should go eat truma as free as if she had never married him because the marriage is not valid. V'udulok Rabbi Lezer, it's not like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer or Mer, Lezer says, as we learned previously in the Masechta, Apapone Abalapunia, even an unencumbered man, a bachelor, has relations with an unencumbered woman. Shalola shame ishul is not for the purpose of marriage. Harais would be las nusin, considered to be licentious relations, which renders her unfit to marry a kohen or to eat truma for eternity. We don't pass like that. We only pass in a case if it's a bia psula, if the person who raped, seduced, or had relations with her was actually puzzle, like a mamzer or a goy, etc. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Anusa, if a woman is raped, she does have to wait 3 months before she gets married in order to ascertain whose the child is. Now, the reason why she doesn't have to wait, says Moshe Karmeneda, is because we assume that she will immediately take the RU 486 bill. That's not, it's hard to make out the word to say RU 486, but we assume that she'll immediately take steps to make sure she doesn't become
turning over
is the case, what's brought down here, right? Okay, turning over. I don't know how effective turning over actually is. But in any event, she tries. to do whatever she can. So in any event, so therefore, we don't assume she's pregnant unless she actually becomes pregnant. And then, of course, we do. Do not accept what Rabbi Bar wanted to infer for our Mishnah, which is that our Mishnah tells us that. Because our Mishnah says that if she's raped, she can eat truma. It doesn't say you have to wait 3 months. No, he says if she finds out she's pregnant, she has to stop eating truma. So it seems to be evidence for our Mishnah that you don't have to wait 3 months for a preferable who's raped. She says, no, don't accept the proof for our Mishnah, because it could be really she has to wait. So if that's the case, why can she eat truma right away after she's raped? Maybe she's pregnant, she should have to wait 3 months. They're more lenient by eating truma, either because eating truma is not so severe, or because it's the rabbanan in our day and age.
It's not a matter of chesed, that she's not pregnant.
No, because it's a deraisa, yes, but there is a rabbinic takana that a woman who was once married cannot get married after her husband dies or divorces her for 90 days. So we said that even though she has a chazaka, that she's not pregnant. So why don't we apply that takon of the Rabbanan here? That's the question. That's what we're saying, that we don't apply it here either because a woman turns over, or because, and therefore she's probably not pregnant, or because it's a kula by truma that we don't apply the 90-day standard to check out if she's pregnant. Ilu bat kohen, she's a Yisrael, and I'll prove to you that it's a leniency by truma. If a daughter of a kohen marries Yisrael, and her husband goes to Chutz Lartz, and she heard that he died. She now allowed to eat truma immediately? Even though she can't get married yet, she can't get married until 90 days pass. Lena Uber, in terms of her child, her fetus, she has to check out. So we see that truma is more lenient. You can go eat truma immediately, even though you haven't waited 3 months yet. Period. Imenum revuim love of Israel said our Mishnah, if they're not suitable to be to the rapist or seducers, seductionists, are not suitable to marry in the Jewish congregation population, I really presume they make the woman they raped or seduced possible. Alien, what are these? Bentesha Shani Vyomachot, as long as the man is 99 years and 1 day old or more, and he is a ger, Ammoni or Moavi, a ger from the nations of Ammon and Moab, of course, are never allowed to fully become Jews. Umitri, Egyptian within the first 3 generations. Ve'eved, and a slave, or a mamzer, a v'cholo, a kohen whose parents were one, his mother was a divorcee. Nasi, a descendant from the Gibeonites. Kuti, a Samaritan. V'goi, shebo abas Yisrael, goi, or a goi. Shabbat Bas Yisrael Bas Koyim Bas Levi, that relations with any type of Jewess, Bas Yisrael Bas Koyim Bas Levi, Pesula Minakuna, they render her unfit to ever marry a Kohen again. Rabbi Yossi Merkel, Shazara Pulse, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not all the situations, the word is going to give the difference in a few minutes. Kosher Zara Pulse, anytime their kids are apostle, be also Pulsels, then their Bia, their intercourse with a woman, renders that woman apostle. Koshein Zara Pulse, anytime their children are not possible, and be also posels, their relations don't possible. Don't mend the render woman unfit. Mora is going to explain what he holds. Shigam Leo Omer, same thing, Mora is going to explain it. Koshad Mutter Bito, anytime you're allowed to marry this guy's daughter, Ad Mutter Ba'amonos, you're allowed to marry his widow. Not allowed to marry the guy's daughter, not allowed to marry his widow either. What's the difference in the approaches here? The difference is a ger amoni umo avi beneo, a ger from Ammon and Moab. Matamar kol shazar apostle posa be also. Any time the children are apostle, the bia then the bia of this person apostles are regular Israelis, his relations. Zeh, this guy, Hov is our apostle, since his kid. Kids are not suitable forever and ever since he's from Ammon and Moab, the also posel. So if he has relations with a woman, she becomes unfit for kahuna. Mandamar, however, the appeal which holds close that mutter bibito ain't ever allowed to marry his daughter. Ain't at mutter ba amonoso. It should be mutter. I forgot to take that one out. Kosher mutter bito at mutter. Anytime you're allowed to marry his daughter, you're allowed to marry his widow. Meaning a Kohen is allowed to marry his widow. Vizor, this case, Hoil, and here it should be at mutter bito, the daughter of a ger from the Amon Moav is permitted to join the congregation of Israel. It's only his son is forbidden. Remember that? Amoni v'lamonis Moaviv v'lo Moavis. Like Ruth, right. So therefore, if that's the proof of the pudding, whether the daughter is allowed to marry a Jew or not, well, in this case, the ger Amoni Moavi, his daughter is allowed to marry a Jew. So therefore, his bia, his relations with the woman, would not render unfit to become married to a Kohen or to eat truma. So that becomes the bottom line. If the guy whose children are always apostles, so everybody agrees that he has relations with a woman, she becomes unfit to ever marry a Kohen. But if his boys are apostles, but not his girls, because he's an Amoni Moavi, so then his psul is not as strong, according to Rabbi Hashem Gamliel. Okay, since you're allowed to marry his daughter, you're allowed to marry his widow, meaning that even though she had relations with a person who's Amoni Moavi, since the Amoni Moavi's daughter is okay, so therefore she's okay, right? Rabbi Yerushim Rabbi Bo, Dibre Chachomim. However, the words of Chachomim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Ba, B'Shem Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah interpreted them named Rabbi Ba, Tarvenam, and they both said, Bas, Tarvenam, but they both said about this case, Ger Amoni Moavi, a Ger from Amon Moav, Ubas, Dor Sheni Mitri, and even a second generation Egyptian, right? The Egyptians only lasted for three generations, right? So she's Afapi, Sha'at Mutur, Bevito, even though you're allowed to marry the girl, who's a third-generation Egyptian, nevertheless, also Amnoso, the second-generation Egyptian, caused you problem, and once the man dies, now to marry the woman. Okay? Rabbi Sakai and Rabbi Alexandria, Mishlach, they both sent a question, Shol Neas Bar Geremoni Ubas Dor Shein Yishol Mitzri. What's the status vis-a-vis this question of the daughter of an Ammonite Ger, and the daughter of a second-generation Egyptian, their mutter, what about their parents vis-a-vis Kuna? So Rabbi Yosa said, Lo Shmiel, Uta Mar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Didn't you hear that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Shere Baran, and Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Sari Ba, Tarve, Norman, they both said, Bas Ger Amoni, Ubas Dor Shein Shemitri, the daughter of an Ammonite Ger, and the second generation of Egyptians, Avisha Muter Rabito, even though you're allowed to marry his daughter, also Ramnoso, you're not allowed to marry his widow. They're still forbidden. So it says, Mukhosh is our apostle, be also psula. Says the Gemara, anytime the kids are apostle, so then the rapist apostle is the Kohenis, or this woman from marrying a Kohen, right? So it says the Gemara, it's not a question, it's part of the previous Gemara. Let me go back three lines. They both said, Bas Ger Amoni, Bas Dor Sheni, the daughter of an Ammonite Ger, and the daughter of the second generation of Egyptians, Avo Bisha Mutter, beat him now to marry his daughter, Mutter Ba Amonoso. You're also Ba Amonoso, you're not allowed to marry his Amona. And of course, Kosh is our apostle, Bioso Psula. Anytime he's a kid apostle, so the Bia is apostle as well. Anytime his kids will be apostle, and he had kids, so his rape or seduction answers the woman. So says one, it's obvious, we already know that already. Okay, so now talk about the following case, Shoyso Imo Misroel. Talk about a case where the mother was from the Jewish people. So we're talking about a Mitzri Sheni who married Israelis. So he wasn't allowed to do that. She wasn't allowed to do that, but they did it anyway. So the Mitzri Sheni married Israelis, and their kid, of course, is a Mitzri Shlishi Mutter anyway, right? So it says the Gemara, Rishayis Yimei So Shlo Tomar, Kishem She Yischal Yima, Kach Yischal Lo Bita. So we shouldn't say that if the mother becomes defiled, right, you have a case where a Kohenes, 1 second.
Let's go. We're trying to prove here.
Drawing a blank. 1 minute. I understood it today. 1 second. Maybe try it again. V'chosh is our apostle. Let's just do this line and assume it's a new line. V'chosh is our apostle, bias psula. Anytime his kids would be apostle, his bias psula. That was a line in the Brisa, I think. One of the Brises. Where was that?
It's not referring to the third generation
history
for that marriage.
No, but say it would have to be the second generation, the first generation. The second generation's kids are okay. It's going back on the line on top, on the fifth line down, sixth line down. Rabbi Yossi Merkosha is our apostle, Bios Apsula, right? Anytime the kids are no good, so the Bios apostle, right? If he renders the woman unfit, if he has relations, Merkosha ain't our apostle. Anytime the kids are not unfit, ain't Bios Apsula. His Bios is not apostle. So what is this clause, Rabbi Yossi, saying? What's it coming to tell us? So that's what it's going to explain. So as the Gemara, Lokein Tzricha, we need his phrase, his clause for the following case. When the mother was from Am Yisrael. Shlo Tomer, don't say, Kashem Shin Yischala Ima, Kach Yischala Bita. Just like the mother has been defiled, so too the daughter has been defiled. Don't say that, right? And here, the carbonator throws in, we're talking about a Mitzusheni, a second generation Egyptian, a second generation Egyptian who married a Israeli woman. So what happens if a second generation Egyptian marries an Israeli woman? What's her status, Israeli woman?
She's in
Schala. Right. What about her daughter?
That was my question.
Oh, that was your question? Oh, so I misunderstood. I was half asleep. Maybe three quarters. So that case... She's not. That's exactly. But the child is kosher, because
even though it's from an illicit
right, because his zera is not apostle. That's what Rabbi Yossi's saying. Kosher is our apostle. He's poisel his daughter. If his zera is not poisel, he can't bless his daughter, even though he's poisel the wife. Yeah. So it's had he married a regular Egyptian. Egyptian 2 marry Egyptian 2, so the Egyptian 3 would be okay no matter what. So now that he married Israelis, it's true he renders her unfit. But since his kids normally would be okay, so they're okay even though they come from Israelis, who's a chalala as a result. It's a fascinating concept, right? That's exactly the same, okay? So again, look, in Tzorah B'Shoah, Yisrael, 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 don't say, Kshem Shin, don't say, Kshem Shin, Yisrael, 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 just that the mother's defiled, so the kid is defiled, the kid is not defiled. The daughter of an Ammonite gear, who bats to Hashem Mitzri, and the daughter of a second generation Egyptian, Rabbi Yochan Mark Sheris, Rabbi Yochan says the kosher. Rishlokish Hamar Psulos, Rishlokish says the apostle. Rabbi Yosirbuna Mar, Rabbi Skenos Plegin, really the machlok is not about the kid. The kid is definitely kosher, right? The question is about the mother. Rabbi Yochan Mark Sheris, Rabbi Yochan says the mother is kashera. Why is the mother kosher? Because of what we said before, that only when you possible your daughter do you possible with your bia. That was the opinion we had before of Rabbi Yossi and Rishon Gamliel. Rishon Gamliel specifically. Anytime you were apostle, anytime... Right, kosher, exactly. Kosher mutter bita mutter v'amras. Anytime you're allowed to marry, the daughter's permissible, the mother's permissible as well. So if a mitzvah sheni has relations with a regular Jewish woman, even though you should make it chalol, you don't, because since the kids are okay, right, so therefore the mother's also doesn't become a chol, right? Rabbi Yochanan Makshir, so Yishlokesh Mabsulis, Yishlokesh says no, they're apostle nonetheless, because he holds like Tanakama before, that even if you don't apostle the kids, still you apostle the one with which you had relations. Okay, Malachava, for ever apostle Mishum Bia, if ever a slave has relations with a regular Jewish woman, he renders her apostle. In a place of Mishum Zera, but he's not apostle if he is a grandson. He doesn't apostle if he's a grandson. Wasn't me a grandson. It's a very good case. Okay, pays the tithe. How does this work? I'm glad you asked. But Yisrael, the Kohen. Batsis will come, sir. You have a Batsis will marry a Kohen, right? A regular Jewish woman married a Kohen. Or Batsis Kohen, so vice versa. The older man of Ben. Now, so she has a child from her husband. Now, of course, this child causes her grief, right? Because this child prevents her from, well, can cause her advantage and cause her grief. It can cause her to not eat truma if she's a widow, right? If she's a widow of a... No, the other way around. One second. If you have a... If you are your Kohenis who married Yisrael, and you had a child by that Yisrael, that's it. Right, as long as the child is alive. If you, vice versa, Yisrael is married a Kohen, and the child is alive, then you remain a Kohen. What happens if the child died but the grandchild is still alive?
You said yesterday that if it's a Kohen, she can still be true.
Right.
Even though she's a Bas Yisrael,
right?
But her grandson is still a Kohen.
Right.
It's her son.
Right. So what if her grandson is not a Kohen anymore, though? But he is a grandson.
And she's a Bas Yisrael?
Yeah.
So she should. How could he not be?
He's a Cholo, let's say. Scratch you in the next Mishnah. She could still eat Truma. Because there's a vestige of her child. Right. Ew.
Deceased
child, exactly. Now here, actually, it works the other way around, right? You have a case.
He lost the ability to eat when he was alive because he married.
Right. Even though her son lost it, but her grandson is lost as a result. But nevertheless, he's a grandson from a Kohen. Now, again, Ben Yisrael Kohen, Bas Kohen Yisrael, the older man Ben, and she gave birth to a son. Ha'acha Ben. Now, let's say this son went. He was not the most upstanding man in the community. And he had relations with a shivcha, a slave. And he begat a son by her, right? Hareza Evid. That kid is an Evid, right? Because his mother was a shivcha, right? Since he's an Evid, he has no relations to his previous family members. Therefore, if his grandmother was a Bas Yisrael married the Kohen, lo tochum truma, she can't eat in a truma because of her grandson, the Eved. If she's a Bas Kohen Yisrael, even though she has an extant grandson, since he's an Eved, so he doesn't count, and tochum truma, she's allowed to eat truma.
This is Shifa, not Jewish.
Yeah, of course. Right.
So it's not Jewish.
Right. However, Minayan should be also posel. So how do we know that an Eved, Bia, is posel? Meaning that an Eved... If an Eved has relations with a woman, she can no longer marry a Kohen afterwards. Yochum Rav Shemar Shmuel, who says Ubas Kohen, because it says daughter of Kohen, Kisya Mono Grusha. If she's widowed or divorced, the Zera Elon has no kids, she Yeshalea Amonosa Gerushin Choseres. If there's a possibility of being of Amonos and Gerushin, of widowship and divorce, then she can go back. And she ain't a love. Well, if there's some, I said that wrong. It says if there's zera, their children who are relevant to widowship and divorce, then should go back. If her children or grandchildren cannot have matters of widowship or divorce, so Eino Chozer, she can't go back home. Says Moresi Rabbi Yirmiya. Right, so if her grandson is an avid, so she can't go back home. Hey, so Rabbi Yirmiya, let me ask a question like this. Hare, it should be all unfortunate changes to Yavama. Hare Yavama Shazinsa, not all, most of them. Hare Yavama Shazinsa, if Yavama was Mizana, Hare Ela Manasa Gerushin, right, she doesn't have, in this situation, widowship or divorce, right? Because Zeres, and she goes back, right, she didn't have any state of marriage because she was in a state of Zika, right? But yet she can go back to teach Truma, I guess we're talking about, right? She go back to father's house, teach Truma, right? So even she's Mizana. Even she has licentious relations. So Rabbi Yossi lo amar kein, Rabbi Yossi didn't say it. El mechavas shos Rabbi Yochanan. He switched around the statement, the perspective of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gittin lo amar Gittin, he says, in Gittin he says, kuti mishum mayim sulim. Why are Samaritans not good? Rabbi Yochanan should be Hashem Rabbi Lezer, not Hashem Rabbi Shol. Yochanan Rabbi Lezer says, Mishum goy ve'eved habo abas yisrael havlad mamzer. Because if a goy or an eved have relations with a regular Jewish woman, then the child is a mamzer. We don't pass in that way, right? That's one statement. Bekidushin lo'amar, tab men gimel alf, Kidushin says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem ben lakish tarbein on me. They both say havlad mamzer. The child is a mamzer. Right. Question like this. Korbanena says, the question is, right after the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said, Vasko inki se amona grusha v'zerein law. So then, he says, if there's no amonis in Gerushin, so then she goes back to her father's house, right? Then, it's the opposite. The person that relations with her is the type of person who can leave her a widow or a divorcee, because that person can contract marriage, right? And that person raped her, seduced her, and after rape or seduction, go back to her father's house to eat truma, assuming she had no kid, right? If, however, the person who raped her was an eved or another type of person who cannot have widowship or divorce, because he doesn't have marriage, and Evid can't contract the marriage. So then, she's rendered possible with this bia, with these relations, and she can't go back to her father's house. She can't eat truma, right? So it sounds like it's a special kusav, which is learned from here, al kisya mana grusha. Yet elsewhere, in the two cases quoted immediately at the bottom of Membezim and Abbez, and the top of Gimel Rav, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlugger say when an Evid has relations with a regular Jewish woman, the kid is a mamzer. So you don't have to come out to any special pasuk of kisya mono grusha, widowship or divorce possible potentialities. In and of itself, if the child is a mamzer, so then the father, by having relations with a woman, renders her unfit to kuna, right? So it says, So he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Shimon Lakish, Tarveno, Kedushin Omar, actually, and the Kedushin says, Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Lakish, Tarveno, and those say, Vlad Mamzer, because Mamzer. Hachamar Ali Mishumgar, so it says more, it's not a question. Hachamar Ali Mishumgar Mei. By us, he's talking in his own name. Rabbi Yochanan, so he's been his own name. Vachamar Ali Mishumgar Shmuel, and there he's saying the name Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the kid is considered to be, only the minute only left out because the Xeris Augustus of Sia Amano Grusha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan himself, that's Rabbi Yochanan's name, Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yochanan himself, it's because the kid is a mamzer. Okay? He doesn't need any other possible, right? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Chizkiya lo amar kein. Chizkiya didn't learn that way. Rather, he asked the question slightly differently. Same question, different perspective. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan seems to contradict himself. Begitin Omer, and the Kutim, he says, Hakutim Mishumayim Suin. Why are Kutim, why can't they serve Samaritans? Why are they apostolates? Why can't they, they witnesses? Rabbi Yochanan Shem Mishmol said, Mishum Goy Ve'Evet Haba. No, no, not why they can't be witnesses. Sorry. Why can't they marry into the Jewish people? I apologize that. Why can't the Kutim marry into the Jewish people? Rabbi Yochanan Shemel Lokish Tarvei and Omrin. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel said, "Mishum goy ve'ever abo bas yisoa v'lad mamzer b'kiddushinu," because we have a pasuk which says that if a goy and ever has relations with a Jewish woman, so the kid is a mamzer, right? Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Lokish Tarvei and Omrin. They both said, "Havlad mamzer," right? They both kids say the vlad is a mamzer. The kid is a mamzer. So why do you have to say that? The reason is. Because of what?
It's not a thing. It's
Rachel. Rachel, I'm our
education.
Oh, it's good. I didn't get it right. We have Vlad Mamzer. Right. The same question before. If there's a case where it's an avid who cannot generate widowship or divorce, then she can't go back to her father's house. So it's a contradiction. Which one is it? Is it going to be the case? Is it because of mom's heirs? Is it because of the cost of Gerushin? So here the Gemara doesn't give an answer, because before we could say one is Rabbi Yochanan's name, Rabbi Shmuel, and one is Rabbi Yochanan himself, but here both are Rabbi Yochanan himself speaking. So if you can't say that answer anymore. So it says more, nevertheless, Amar Rabbi Mitanya, and the Tanya says, Sokis Chor went out to do business. Bishamis, or it's the name of the place, I don't know exactly what it is. Bishamis, I heard Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel. Two Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua, Bnei Yoshua, the children of Yoshua. They said, Abbas Goen, Kisiya, Amono, Grusha, Vizarian law. Abbas Goen, if she is widow of divorce and she has no kids, as she Yeshua loves, same treasury for her, she Yeshua loves Amono, Sergeirushin, if there's a case where there's a possibility of Amono, Sergeirushin, so then, Choseres, and even if she's raped, just go back to eat her truma. Veshain lo, love Amono, Sergeirushin, case where there's no possibility widowship or divorce, and Chazer, she can't go back to Yitzruma. V'amris, and we said, Yos. Take. That's a good interpretation. The other interpretation is not a good interpretation. Why? The other interpretation relies on Mamzerus, right? In Mamzer, because it was going about based on the Mamzer shot. So what do you do, like Rabbi Yeshua says here, Rabbi Shimon Temoni, everybody fixes here. Shames am Mamzer, lem Ishashi, Asur love Isur Erva. Mamzer only happens when the woman is also on him because of erva. So by erva, so we possibly, if an evan and goy have relations with a Jewish woman, the kid is okay, right? So therefore, if the kid is okay in that situation, you still need another pasuk, not based on mamzeres, because the kid is not a mamzer, to tell us that the evan or goy had relations with the Jewish woman renders her unfit to kuna. Whereas that pasuk, that's what we need. The pasuk that tells us that kisi amono grusha, it's a case where after the relationship she can be considered to be amono grusha. That's only for talking about a Jew who can make a woman a widow or a divorcee, but an eved can never make a woman a widow or a divorcee. Okay? Says more mamzer posel machu. A mamzer passes a woman from eating truma, being a kohenis, and a mamzer allows a woman to sometimes to eat truma. How so? Beis etzad. Bas Yisrael kohen of a bas Yisrael married a kohen or bas kohen l'Yisrael or a bas kohen married Yisrael. The older men are bas, and they had a daughter. V'ocha bas v'niseis le'evet or le'goy. This daughter went and married her evet or goy. The older men who ben and had a kid, not according to Shimon HaTzimoni, but according to the other opinion. So this kid are raised a mamzer. He's a mamzer. So nevertheless, and he's a grandson. Choysa imo bas Yisrael kohen. If his grandmother was a Bas Yisrael married to Kohen, Tocha B'Truma. She can continue eating Truma. Why? Because she has children from this marriage, grandchildren. Now, be it the grandchildren themselves are Mamzerim, but they're remnant, the vestige of this marriage for her to the Kohen or to Yisrael, and therefore leaves her previous status in place, right? And vice versa, Bas Kohen Yisrael, therefore she was Bas Kohen married Yisrael, because of this vestige of her marriage, lo tocha b'truma, she may not eat truma. Now it says, Malesa do plig out the Rav. Doesn't sorry on Rav. The Rav on my Rav says, Goy ve'evet jabal bas Yisrael v'ad kosher, just in the previous, at the end of the previous quarter. Goy ve'evet have relations with a good Jewish woman, the kid is okay. Says Mark Moran, amazing answer. The Bavli says, yeah, but there are others arguing, Mishnah is arguing. This Mishnah is going like those who argue. Says Mark, no, Pasul, he'll tell you about Begoy Pasul of Evet Pasul. He'll tell you about a Goy who renders her unfit, or an Evet who renders her unfit. What's a Goy Pasul renders her unfit? It's a Goy from Amun and Moav, who can't ever convert. But or an Evet who rendered her unfit, right? So who can't go come into the congregation of Avam Yisrael. So you're talking about a Goy who renders her unfit. That's why she cannot once she has relations with Amun and Moav, thank you. More than she can no longer have. What? The blood is still mom's there, right? So.
No, I'm just saying it's. We're talking about Tocha Truma. She can still be true. But what happens though is. Whether true or not true, the
Vlad
is a
monster.
Right, it says the Vlad will not be a monster.
But even Rav would have to learn a mission that Mamzer is Lav Dafka. Means if the Evet or Goy has relations with her, and it's an Evet or Goy which comes from one of the improper nations, so then she is rendered unfit by that. Even though it says, that's a must be according to this Gemara, which is difficult. I concede you the point.
I guess I would have said that that the standard established by Rob is not acting according to his talent. That in fact there's still another standard aside from what Rabbi Akiva says. Mm-hmm. The other standard is that you have. If possible, the child becomes a monster. It doesn't have to be a chiyuv karis, doesn't have to be an iser erva. It's a chiyuv karis, and that in itself, the apostle has the effect of maybe it's reflective on the mother, but prevent her therefore from leaving truma too.
Right. I'm not sure why you don't say that. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know what to do with the Mishnah. The Chor of the Gemara, it's a question about one. The Chor of the Gemara doesn't jive with the Mishnah. The Gemara says that where the Goy is possible, the Evet is possible, so then that's the discussion on Mishnah, and that's why once the Goy or Evet had real. Excuse me. No, I have to repeat what I said before. Mamzer means here Amoni, Moavi, or Givoni, or whatever it is.
It's
Lav Dafka. Which is not so terrible, because Amoni and Moavi have the same status as a Mamzer. So it says if the grandson, the grandchild, is a progeny of the daughter of this woman and some Amoni, Moavi, or Givoni, so then the child is a Mamzer halachically, even though not necessarily according to the original definition, and that's where we have a problem. Anyway, switching gears dramatically. Kohen Gadol. The grand is a Kohen Gadol. Bayim Shepoisel. Sometimes he's bad. Kate said, how so? Bas Kohen, now, by now you all know the rigmarole. Bas Kohen Shenisis Yisrael, if a daughter of a Kohen marries Yisrael, the older men are Bas, and they have a daughter. Hocha Bas Menisis, the Kohen, the daughter goes and marries the Kohen, the older men are Bas, Ben, and has a kid. Hareza Roelios Kohen, Kohen Godel, the grand's going to be Kohen Godel, Om Mishamash Kohen Mizbech, serving the Mizbech. Machlos Imo, he can allow his mother to eat, who was not a Bas Kohen, right? His mother just married a Kohen. But Upoisel Seimimo, but his grandmother, can't eat truma. It's his grandmother who was once a Kohenis, but married Yisrael. And they had a daughter who's Israelis, but married a Kohen. And they have a child who's now the Kohen Gadol. That Kohen Gadol allows his mother, who is Israelis, to eat truma, right? But this allows his grandmother, who was a Kohenis, from eating truma, because of whom they married and how the marriage relationship still remains even after everything is said and done. And Zoyis Ameris, this grandmother says, Lo kibni kohen gadol, shouldn't be like my, this is a son, but it means grandson, not my grandson, the kohen gadol, shu posleini min truma, doesn't allow me to eat truma. Okay? Tanya bar Kapara, when Kapara said, last previously, kid ben yomo was a day old, posel, he allows his mother either to be posel or to be ochel truma depending on his status. Came back Mishakimas Nisa. You should know the mission. The end of the mission says lokib ni. It's like I just said lokib ben bito. It's not like my grandson. Kohen Gadol shu posel me truma. The Kohen Gadol passes me from the truma. Okay, it's also now just repeat the Mishnah. Bas Kohen Shis Yisrael, Kohen is married Yisrael, the older man of Bas, and they had a daughter who's Israelis. Bas Yisrael, this good daughter is Israelis, Shnitz of the Kohen married a Kohen, the older man of Ben and had a son. Venisu and Venisu Shneim Ze Leze. Oh no, this is different than the Mishnah. I just read like the Mishnah, but I thought it was the Mishnah, but it's not. It's a similar idea. Again, Bas Kohen, she says Yisrael, Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, the older men are Ben. She bad Bas, and she has a daughter, Mazel Tov. Then there's another woman who's a Bas Yisrael, she says the Kohen, Bas Yisrael marries the Kohen. The older men are Ben, and he has Yisrael, a son, Mazel Tov. These same names is Elazeh, and the two, the son, daughter and son, married each other, right? But Olita Ben, and they had a son. It really is the same case, Mishnah just explained it. Hareza Royal Yos Kohen Gadol, this son is suitable to Kohen Gadol, Oymin Shavash Gav, his best servant is Bech. Machlo Simo allows his mother to eat Truma, even though she's Israelis, who opposes Amy Mo, but renders his grandmother unfit. So it's a marriage, and she says, Loka Ben Biti Kohen Gadol, it shouldn't be like my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, she opposes Amy or Truma, which doesn't allow me to eat Truma. Okay, new parak. Ha'orel v'chol tmeim, some of you either uncircumcised or tummy in any way, shape, or form, lo yochol truma, may not eat truma. The shame v'avdeim, however, even though he himself may not eat truma, the shame his wife, v'avdeim, or his slaves, yochol they may eat. Petua daka grushu avcho, somebody has one of those blemishes with their genitals. Heim v'avdeim ochlim, they and their slaves can eat. The shame lo yochol, their wives can eat because their wives are rendered unfit by having had relations with them. However, she had not had relations with her yet, since he became a Petzua Dako Krushavcha, since he got these blemishes, then they are allowed to continue to eat Truma until they have relations to become possible.
Why is the wife of an Oriel still
want
to eat Truma?
There's no Biapsu, he's not married Oriel. He's a hemophiliac.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
It doesn't possible her.
Even though he can't eat.
Right. Only if he has a blemish in the genitals.
The Oriel is not considered a blemish.
It's not like a Petzua Dako, that's right. Says my Ishish. It says a man of certain types. A man who's Tarur or Zav, and any kind of man, as it says Ish twice, is not an Alati Truma. We learned that the Rabbis wrote to include an Oriel, uncircumcised can eat Truma. So who says, O Ishish or Rabbis Oni, maybe it comes to include a person whose Oni was in the first day of El City can eat Truma. Amrei Yisrochinari Yisrochinari said, no, Ksiv kol zar lo yochol kodesh. Says, any foreigner can eat kodesh. Mishum zara sosai lecha, has to be that you were made foreign to the kuma. Kuna v'lo sosai lecha mishum anino, and anino does not make you foreign to the kuna, as opposed to our relus. Says, Mar Rabbi Tufa Smuka, interesting name. He had Mar Rabbi Tufa the Red. Boy, kum Rabbi Yossi, ask for Rabbi Yossi. Onemar, maybe I'll say you zara sosai lecha, v'lo sosai lecha mishum arla. Maybe I ask you Zoros and not or foreignness and not Orla. Maybe Orla is not foreign. Maybe Oina is foreign. So it says, Zamora, skipping the next two lines, Cormier skips the next two words. Kamesikim is next to the word. Armalis, he said, Miachish Kosvechad Marbe. One pasuk includes Vechmemite, and one pasuk excludes, right? So it says one pasuk includes, one pasuk says Ish Ish, which includes an RL. One says Kozarech Kosh means only a Zor can't eat Truma, not anybody else, right? But here inclusion is inclusion, those who are exempt. And exclusion means include exclusion those who are liable, right? So it says the Gemara. Since one is an inclusion in who can't eat truma, and was an exclusion in who cannot eat truma, Marbe said, "No, I'll include the oily that he cannot eat truma." Because he's lacking something in his body, Moti Asani Asoni preclude an onan from not eating truma. She is not lacking anything in his body, so therefore he can continue to eat truma despite the fact that he's onan. Now this is all going to keep a dash into ish ish. However, Krabishmal doesn't dash into ish ish because it says Dibra Torah Kleshmi, and the Torah speaks like people speak. So how does he know an Orel can't eat Truma? So Tiny Rabbi Shmuel says, Namar Toshav Asari Pesot says that a Toshav in Sachir, a person who is dwelling with you or is hired by you, by Pesach, and he is not an Orel, he doesn't impede upon you from eating the Korban Pesach. Namar Toshav Asari B'Shuma says where's Toshav in Sachir by Truma? That they can't eat Truma. Ma Toshav V'Sachir, morning of Pesach, just like Pesach, where it says Toshav V'Sachir, Pasal Bosa Aron, Aron can't eat Korban Pesach. Av Toshav V'Sachir, V'Sachir, Amar Truma, so do Gzer Shava, by Truma, Pasal Bosa Aron, Aron can't eat Korban Pesach. Rabbi Chagai asked, Ima Toshav V'Sachir, Amar Pesach, Pasal Bosa Onen. Wait a minute, an Onen can't eat Korban Pesach either. So if it says Toshav V'Sachir by Pesach, an Onen can't eat Truma, after Shal Sachir Amr by Truma, and if Sabosa, and let's say also by Toshav V'Sachir by Truma, then Onen can't eat Truma. So it says more Amr Rabbi Hila said, now here the Shai Teretz Yisrael throws in a lot. And truly, Shai Teretz Yisrael is not the only one. There's an Ephraim and the Ben Aryeh at the bottom. Ben Aryeh was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's father. They both throw in a lot of words here, a lot of concepts. It's based on a fundamental question in Bechoros. In Bechoros, it says that you put anybody into any animal into a pen, and only be counted for Meiser Behema, with the exclusion of an animal which is Kilaim, right, mixed breed, an animal which is Trefa, an animal which was born by cesarean, an animal less than 7 days old, or an orphaned animal. And the Bavli says, how do we know that? So the Bavli says, well, I shouldn't say it. First of all, he says, but not a Tumtum HaDreigos. Tumtum HaDreigos can go into the pen to be counted. Right? Because it says, HaKol Nichnasim Medil Yisasar. Everybody goes in, including Tumtum HaDreigos. So it says, I understand. The Bavli and Bechor says, I don't understand. How do you know that these animals can't go into the pen to be tight? Because they're not from Karbonos. By Karbonos, however, Tumtum HaDreigos can't be a valid Karbon. Right, so why do you not bar Tumtum HaDreigos from going into the pen? So the Ushami learns that here and says, the Bavli gives an answer, whatever it answers, I don't know, offhand, but the Ushami gives an answer and says, I'll tell you why. Because I only learn from Karbonos things written locally by Karbonos, but Tumtum HaDreigos that they can't serve as Karbonos are themselves learnt out and extrapolated to Karbonos. So it's not a double bridge. It's like, Ein Lamedim Lamed Min Lamed Bekachim. You can't learn one thing from another thing which is itself derived in Kachim. So therefore, only things which are stated explicitly in the parasha of Karbonos as being possible are transferred over to Maisa Behema. Not things which in and of themselves were gathered into the parasha of Karbonos from elsewhere. And that's what the Gemara is about to say here too. What we learn from Pesach, only Arel which is stated explicitly by Korban Pesach. But only which is learned out, schlepped into Pesach, that's not learned out and taken out over the bridge into the other areas of Halacha, right? So it says, again, Amar Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Hila said, I'm going to read my notes here. K'madat Amar Tamon, like you say over there in Bukharos, lo lamdu tachas tachas, we only learned the Gzer Shava of tachas tachas between Karbonos and and Maaser Behemah. El Dvarim Morim Parshim for things mentioned explicitly but as being unfit for Korbanos by Korbanos, as opposed to Tumtum Adredus, Mokum Acherboro, Tumtum Adredus, which are learned out elsewhere. So the cause, so to here, Lo Lomdu Tosha Vesach, and Tosha Vesach, we only learn the parallel to Korban Pesach, El Dvarim Morim Parshim for things which are mentioned in the Parsha, which precludes, again, One, which is not mentioned in the Parsha. Okay? Now, we're four lines down after I read all that. We're up to Maaser Sheni, right? Says more, Oye Maaser Sheni Bo? Says more, wait a minute. Why don't we learn out from Maaser Sheni then One can't eat Truma? Let's make Kav HaChomer. Right? Avon Boy. This is a continuation of the question. Avon Boy asks the question. V'tei Truma Asura La'onim Kav HaChomer, then One be forbidden to eat Truma V'Kav HaChomer. Umaima Maaser Shumutu Lazarim, Maaser, which is permissible to non Kohanim, right? Maaser Sheni. Hareas Oni and Oni may not eat it. It says, Lo Chalti Boni Mimeno, I have to say, I didn't eat when I was donating. Truma Sheasru Lazarim, Truma, which is forbidden for non Kohanim. Eno Din Shate Asru Lazarim, which is not Kavachom, which is forbidden to Onain. Says more, no. Loima Matar Maaser Shutom Mechitza. Maaser Divinoi Maaser requires that it be eaten not by Onanim, because it has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. It's like something inside the Beis HaMikdash. And inside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have Aninus, right? So as opposed to Truma, right, Toma Truma She'en Tum Mechitza doesn't require walls, so maybe there's no such requirement that a person not be Onanim. Ha'lefishi Yesh B'zeh, Masha Ein B'zeh. So there. So in any event, getting back to the actual derivation, we learn how, since it's one, it's a bridge. Some one includes things the others does not. And the other includes things the other one does not. Lord Tzulchulami said there's no choice but to learn one for each other. In other words, we learn Kachim Pipe, but from Orel and Orel from, I mean Pesach from Truma and Truma from Pesach. Kachimau she asur in Ba'orah. Do we learn the Kachimau asur by Ba'orah? So this is a learner, you can't learn it. Lami mina Pesach, it's learned from Pesach, you can't, and you also shame Moshe Vilasetz, and Pesach might be more severe. I raised it now to break bones. By other Karbonos, you're allowed to break bones. So maybe there's no parallel. The Lamina Truma, you can't learn from Truma that other Karbonos are also by Ba'orah. Lami mina Lami, because it's deriving from the derived. Because Truma is itself derived from Pesach. So you can't learn other country from Truma, which is learned itself from Pesach. Have a Seif Cholomar, so you have to say another Gzera Shovah. Mimenu umimenu. It says Mimenu in both places. Ma Mimenu Shnemar Pesach, the word Mimenu, which is mentioned by Pesach, Postbos Oil, and Oil can't eat Poron or Korn Pesach. Af Mimenu Shnemar Kachim, so the one says Mimenu by Kachim, Postbos and Oil can't eat other Karbonos. Okay? Continuing further with our line of inquiry. Kachim maushi lasu in loneg. Are kachim forbidden to an oneg? Right? Let's say mimenu mimenu. Let's say there's shava. My menu shenamber of a miser. Just like it says menu by miser. But suppose honey and oneg can eat miser. Af menu shenamber by pesach. So the menu it says by pesach. But suppose honey also to an oneg is not allowed to eat corn pesach. Right? Says more, wait a minute. Mufnehu. Let's go back to the previous drasha where we made the gzera shava of tosha v'sacher, tosha v'sacher. Is that an extra word? Mufne means where the word is not necessary for some other purpose. Because if gzera shava is not mufne, you just chuck it. So let's ask about tosha v'sacher. Is it mufne that we can learn out from Pesach that oral is forbidden to truma because of the gzera shava? Is that word superfluous? Says the Gemara, it's not mufne, it's used for a drasha. It's not superfluous. Because at that time, we learn, Toshav Zekonik Kininola. A Toshav who can't eat Truma is one who is bought for eternity. But he's not an Eved Kanani. Only Avon and Kananim can eat Truma, right? Sacher Zekonik Kininshonim. Because Sacher is a person who's hired. He's hired for several years, not for all eternity. They both can eat Truma. Hakoni Kin, so says the word, Yoimar Toshav, let him mention Toshav, Matamlo Sachir, why is it say Sachir? If Hakoni Kin and Oilam, if somebody is bought forever, Toshav cannot eat Truma. Hakoni Kin and Shoim Oichel, somebody is only bought temporarily, he can eat, it's Pashi can't eat. So why do I have to write Toshav and Sachir? Just write Toshav. Says the word, no, because the words are not directly linked to their etymology. Ilukei, that was case I used to hear, I would have said Toshav's Hakoni Kin and Shoim. I said a Toshav is somebody who's acquired for temporary, and that a person is required for every taka can eat truma in his master's house. Therefore, I have to use both words, kshoymer sachir, when it says sachir vitoshav, ba sachir lulame, the sachir who's a temporary employee, comes to teach us how the toshav shukanikiyo, the toshav is a permanent employee, and neither of them can eat truma. So toshav and sachir is not mufne. If it's not mufne, I need it for the drosha to tell me how long they're employed, so then how can I make zero shuv at the Pesach? Our Masias, the Masias says a fascinating thing. Here the carbonator changes the girsa. If you look at the carbonator 5 lines at the bottom, he says, Harikas in Amram Miasya, Mikane receive kol arel v'chol ben necha lo ilcha bo. It says by Pesach an orel and somebody who's a mumar, ben necha is a mumar, can't eat korban Pesach. So therefore, Kamisha Mufna Mishneh Tzadim. I don't need the words Toshav and Sachir, right? Says the Gemara, the Gemara says, the Toshav and Sachir by written by Christ is superfluous. Because who is this Toshav and Sachir talking about? If it's talking about a Toshav and Sachir, actually it's for Eilim. So they have their own independent Chiyuv to eat Korban Pesach. Right? They have their own independent Chiyuv. So you know about Toshav and Sachir or a Goy, so I already know that if you have an Orel in your household, that you can't eat Truma. Because it says, Chorel Yochabo. So therefore, it's superfluous, the Toshav and Sachir, and therefore it should be Kamishu Mufne Mishneh Tzayim. You take the word Toshav and Sachir as superfluous, because if they Yisraim, they have their own independent Chiyuv, and if they're Goyim, they're not allowed to be Orel, because I know you're not allowed to have a Goy who's Orel in your household. So that word's Toshav and Sachir extra. You take him, you split them apart, you put one by Truma and the other one by Pesach, and use them to allow you to make the Gzeir Shava, Toshav V'Sachir, Toshav V'Sachir, and not refute the Gzeir Shava. Because again, Gzeir Shava words not moved in words, aren't superfluous words. Lemaidim Mashimi you learn out, but you can then refute it. Gzeir Shava, the superfluous words, once the superfluous words, you cannot refute the Gzeir Shava. Okay? New topic. Well, actually, it's not a new topic, it's a continuation, but on a tangent. Al-Daikud Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva, lays the door of Namar Toshav V'Sachir and Truma. Why does it say Toshav V'Sachir and Truma? I already know Ish. The rabble says to Oral to tell us that an Oral can't eat Truma. So why need the Gzeir Shav? You don't need the Gzeir Shav at all. So that's a more fascinating thing. Kidam Rabbi Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Hila Sein Erev Rabbi Yasa. Ha'okei ha'avodim arelim min ha'goy ha'manas l'molon. You buy avodim who are uncircumcised from a goy with the intent to circumcise them. So now the Shari Teres House throws in a whole line here. Says it should be, ke'evet yishu. You bought them with the intent to circumcise them, you must circumcise them. If you don't, right, at molon ba'korch, you circumcise them against their will too. Take the knife and you go after them. But what if you brought avodim without the intent? This is not in the Gemara yet. What if you brought them without the intent to circumcise them? Like nowadays. If you would buy an eved today, you couldn't circumcise him, right? I mean, you know, slavery is illegal, but let's say 150 years ago. You couldn't circumcise him, right? So would they impede upon you from eating the Korban Pesach? Would they impede upon you? Are you not allowed to possess an uncircumcised slave in your house? So I can have a Korban Pesach if you have an uncircumcised slave. Nevertheless, ain't molam ba korchon. You can't mold them against your will because you stipulate not going to be moiled them. And now Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochan says, go last in the Gemara. Shirim Rabba b'shem Rabbi Yochan says, ha'lokei ha'chavonim re'el min ha'goy amanas should be shalol molon with the intent not to be mouth them. Afilu molon, even if you did mouth them, lo yochlu b'truma. Even if you did mouth them, you can't eat truma. Why? Because they're not considered to be fully yours. Avonim are only considered to be fully yours if you bought them with the intent to be mouth them. And then, as if you didn't mouth them yet, you can't eat a Korban Pesach. Because they're your avonim. Avonim which are not bought with the intent to be mouth them are not fully their avonim. Your avonim. Therefore, even if you didn't mouth them, you can still eat your Korban Pesach because they're really just like hired help. But the flip side of that is, even if you did mouth them, they still can't eat truma. You know why? Because they're not really your avodim. They're goyim living in your household, but not really your avodim. Fascinating concept, right? So that's the Gemara says here, and that's learned out. And that's learned out from Toshav V'Sachir, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, right? Toshav V'Sachir. Yeah, we're going. Toshav V'Sachir is learned out from the Toshav V'Sachir teaches us that a person who's a Toshav V'Sachir, even if you did mal him, he can't eat truma. I have to go anyway because I have to be home at 10:30. But Tosh Tzach, even he didn't mal him, he can't eat truma because he bought him initially not to be mal him, so therefore he's a goy who was bought with the intent not to be mal him. If you didn't mal him, he's not your eved, k'naini, and you can't eat, he can't eat truma in your household.